I visit. Matter of fact, I think I'm going this month. And I always cry deep when I see those brothers and those people who are in there. Tears always come to my eyes because what do you do when you're 250 pounds and muscles everywhere and a little old woman has to tell you to get in line and go here and go there and do this and you can't have but one strawberry shortcake. You can't have but one this, that, and the other. What do you do in a place when you have no control? I cry, bro. Ingram, I cry when I go out there because I say, this is no way. I cry when I step in there and the chains and the gates lock behind me. I cry when they make me take my belt off and turn my keys in. And I go in there and I see a bunch of folk that it's not a way to live. No way for them. What should be your mentality? What should be your demeanor? What should be your mindset in prison? Begin to look at Paul, and Paul, a great example of a gallery person. Paul writes a letter to those who are outside from the inside.
All right.
Thank you, Jesus. Paul pens a letter to somebody that has it going on. Mm-hmm. Paul pens a letter to somebody that is free. Paul pens a letter to somebody that knows they are not in his position. But here it is. This is what Paul says, and I might have to quit. I got about 4 points, but I might have to just quit with this one. Watch this. This is what Paul writes in verse number 4. Paul says, I thank my God. Help me, Holy Ghost. Oh, God, I ain't got it. Amen. That's enough for me. What Paul was saying is, listen, you're looking at my situation. Yes, I'm in prison. Yes, I'm in jail. Yes, I'm here because they did me wrong. Yes, they treated me bad. Yes, they talked about me. Yes, they did something against me. But guess what? Paul said, let me write to y'all on the outside that's looking at me on the inside. I want to just take a moment and say, I thank my God. I'm through already. Amen. Paul said, let me start my letter off by this. Greetings to you, brother. Greetings to you. Good to see you. But I want to say this one thing. Thank God. And I began to say to Paul, don't you know where you are? Paul, don't you know they may not give you anything to eat? Paul, don't you know those people treated you wrong and bad? Paul, don't you know they don't like you? They hate you? They despise you? Paul, don't you know there's some church folk that don't like what you're talking about? Paul, don't you know there's some church folk that don't like you talking about Jesus? Paul says, yes, but let me tell you something. I thank God. Oh, I need to go ahead and bless y'all because that's point number one. See, gallery folks know how to thank God in every situation. Oh, I wish I had a shadow right about that. Do I have any gallery people? Everything's not good in your life, will it? Amen. But guess what? I thank God for my situation. Amen. 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 I'm just like Paul. They treat me bad. Amen. But guess what, baby? I still want to thank God for where I am. Amen. I don't have steak to eat like Philemon might have. But guess what? Whatever they bring me, I'm just going to say, God, I thank you. Amen. I don't have the clothes that you have to wear. But Paul said, let me tell you something. I thank my God. Those gallery people are thankful for everything and every person in their circumstance. Paul says, I thank God. And do I have two or three people here that say, I just thank God? Do I have two or three people here that says, got some trouble, but you want to just thank God? Amen. They got your truck, but you still got your life. Amen. Amen. They got my job, but I still got my health. Amen. Amen. I got something to thank God for. Is there anybody here that has something to thank God for? Let me go ahead and give y'all this principle. Let me tell you this. Here's a principle you need to remember. Write it down. Thankfulness is a choice. Thankfulness is a choice. Mm-hmm. Thankfulness is a choice. Are you with me here? Thankfulness is a choice. See, what you got to learn to do is have the right attitude about where you are. See, some of us will never graduate from our situation because our attitude is still bad. Uh-oh. See, what you got to learn to do is have the right attitude in your